Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Bob Flott, live and local in the studio once again for you on this Monday morning. I want to thank Jared Perry, the executive director of our Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce, for coming in this morning and visiting with us. Right now, we have in our studio, it's time for our Commander's Corner this morning, as I fight a little bit of raspiness in my voice again this morning. But our guest this morning is the 49th Wing Command Chief, Chief Master Sergeant Jeffrey Martin. Chief Martin, welcome to the show again this morning.
Good morning, Bob. So is your voice raspy because of karaoke you were singing?
No.
Yeah, we were talking before we got on how my voice was a little raw on yesterday from karaoke on Saturday night. But, Bob, I'm sure you're a great singer.
Ask my church that. You had the honors, though, of singing Johnny Cash's song.
Yeah, so my wife is really big into karaoke, but she'll always like to cue me up with a little Ring of Fire from Johnny Cash because she thinks that that's the best song for my voice. But she can sing about anything.
Is that right?
That's yeah. Right, yeah.
Very good. Well, Chief, welcome back to the studio this morning. Denise, good to have you here as well, ma'am.
Good morning, Bob.
It's a busy time coming up for Holloman Air Force Base and for our community. June 2nd, I can't wait for June 2nd to get here.
Yeah, we have a big air show lined up, the Legacy of Liberty Air Show on June 2nd. It's hard to get the Thunderbird schedule, but we got them in on that day. They'll be here the day prior on June 1st, setting up and doing a rehearsal, kind of a run-through. If you've ever seen the Thunderbirds, they are a high attention to detail, close air, wing-to-wing aerial act. Flying inverted upside down, peeling off in different directions, high speeds. It's going to be pretty amazing. And we also have a bunch of other acts. We got some World War II planes. They'll be doing some aerial demonstrations, as well as the Wings of Blue parachute team. So that's the Air Force parachute team. They'll be jumping out of an airplane and doing some acrobatic acts with parachutes.
I think I remember them being in Holloman a few years back.
Yeah, it's pretty special to see them as well. So we're really, really excited to have the Thunderbirds and the Wings of Blue. So, yeah, June 2nd, open to the public, completely free. I would say just drive up to the base and, you know, bring a water bottle with you because it's going to be hot. And bring some sunscreen. Bring your neighbor. Bring your kids. You know, bring your Nana. It'll be a great time out there. But on the day prior, if you happen to have access to the base with a DoD ID card, that you can probably watch the rehearsal kind of up close, but you'll be able to see them from the town. If you're in Alamogordo or the nearby area here, you could probably see them doing a rehearsal on Saturday. But a big event that we have coming up on Saturday evening, which is June 1st in the evening, we're going to have a welcome party at Washington Park for the Thunderbirds. You have a chance to bring your kids out there to meet the Thunderbirds in person. That is also open to the public, completely free, and we're gonna have some food trucks out there as well.
Big event and everything else. Now that's open to the public, no charge. What about access on June the 2nd to get into Holloman Air Force Base?
Yeah, so June 2nd, just bring your driver's license and drive right up to the base. And we'll have signs funneling you to the access, the base entrance. And then they're going to take you to parking. And we'll have some close parking if you have a handicap placard. But we'll give you basically transit to and from the parking area to all the displays. And not only will you be able to see the flying demonstrations, but we're going to have a number of static displays on the ground. So we're talking like cargo planes, helicopters, fighter jets. I mean, we're going to have Robo Dog walking around there.
Oh, I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, Robo Dog's pretty cool.
Yeah,
we're going to have the explosive ordnance disposal robot, maybe some fire trucks. So there's going to be a lot of cool things to see on the ground as well. And if you bring some cash with you, we're going to have over 30 food trucks available with different varieties of food.
I'm going to try every one.
That's right. Yeah, You'll have about as many choices as you want for food. You basically buy food tickets with the cash, and you'll be able to use the tickets at any of the trucks to be able to get food. And if you have some cash, you know, we're also selling some swag, some patches, hats, T-shirts, you know, mugs, coins, all sorts of military memorabilia as well.
Looking forward to that. Now, for the general public coming in on June the 2nd, main gate, west gate.
We're going to go through the main gate. We have it set up to kind of, you'll see the signs. It's going to be pretty obvious as you're coming up there where to get on. And they're going to basically direct you all the way down to the main parking areas. And like I said, if you do have a handicap placard, you know, there's opportunity to get a little closer just so we can help you get to the main flight line area.
Right. And also for some people that might want to do this, they have an opportunity to get some shade. You'll have chalets available.
Right. So obviously we're going to be on the ramp out there in the airfield. It's probably going to be hot, a lot of sun. We will have some areas where you can take some shade in the hangars. And a lot of people will set up camp underneath some of the wings. You know, the wings offer shade.
We've noticed that before, yeah.
Up inside some of the larger cargo aircraft, they can go through and get some shade. But even though the air show is free, if you want a VIP experience, you can purchase a chalet. And that provides a shaded, catered venue for use during the air show. So we have two different options available. One is a friends and family chalet, and you can also have a corporate chalet if your business wants to buy into that. I don't have all the details on that, but if you want to visit the Force Support Squadron webpage, you go to www.49fss.com/airshow, and they have all the information you need.
Yeah. Of course, the Thunderbirds, the main attraction, but we have so many other activities going on as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I talked about inside the hangars, we're going to have STEM activities for kids. So that's science, technology, engineering, and math. They'll have the kids' activities there. That's probably where you're going to see RoboDog, to be honest with you. And they'll probably have some VR headsets and other, you know, little miniature drone activities in there. But it's going to be a great opportunity for our kids to learn more about, you know, STEM and also aircraft and flight safety. We'll have a number of static aircraft displays out there, and it's going to be a great opportunity. Lots of vendors.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough 2 years ago to have a Thunderbirds there. How do you pull that off, you know, 2 years later?
I'll tell you. So, like, the moment the last air show ended, we were already working to get them scheduled.
Very good.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, they have air shows they're booking all over the country. So it's very, very difficult to get them. And we're fortunate to be able to get them for that day on Sunday and the rehearsal on Saturday.
Of course, that air show with the Thunderbirds, that's a good tool to entice younger people to think about a career in the United States Air Force.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I went to Richard Scarborough Air Force Base in Missouri, and I went to an air show, and it kind of inspired a love for me of flying. And I saw the Thunderbirds fly at that air show. And I've heard stories about Thunderbird pilots that went to do a meet and greet with Thunderbird pilots. And so, like, that inspires that love of aviation. You can bring your kids out there to Washington Park on June 1st, and they get to meet the Thunderbirds in person. And not only the pilots, but they'll also be able to meet some of the maintainers and the public affairs officer out there. And it'll be an opportunity for them to talk to them and ask questions about what it's like being in the Air Force and on the Thunderbird team.
Got to be exciting for sure.
That's going to be
great.
Well,
we're almost through April now, but April is a month of the military child. We've had a lot of activities going on, more coming up.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, our military kids are so resilient. They don't ask or have a decision in when they move. Where we move, many times we'll uproot them from one school and move them to a completely right. different school. They have to make new friends all over again, and it can be somewhat stressful. Many times, you know, we're spent separated from parents for due to deployments or temporary duty in different locations. And I know I had three kids during my career, and we moved them a lot. And they endure so much. So basically, Month of the Military Child is an opportunity to recognize them. During the entire month of April, you're going to see purple up everywhere. And shout out to the Space Museum. They're going to light up purple this entire month. So if you see them, you see that purple lit up, that's what it's about. We're going to have a large banner on 10th Street recognizing our military children. And a number of local businesses will also use signage and in their storefronts to highlight military youth. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know. I'm a member of Bethel Baptist Church, and yesterday was Purple Up Day for the leadership of the church. And they were up there and everything else, all had purple on. And our pastor did a reminder about Purple Up Month.
Yeah, and it's good that we're placing emphasis on them. I mean, Colonel Spears did a proclamation signing. Thanks to Mayor Payne for doing one as well for the city of Alamogordo. And Governor Lujan Grisham also did a proclamation for Month of the Military Child. We on base are going to do a clap in and clap out next week at Holloman Elementary and Holloman Middle School. That means when the kids are coming into school at the very beginning of the day and when they're leaving at the end of the day, we're going to have a whole crowd of people supporting them, clapping them
That's
in and out.
That's when it is good.
Yeah, so you can see some of the looks on their faces. I mean, some of those kids are just smiling ear to ear, soaking it up. We have some of the shy ones that kind of put their head down,
right.
But it still means a little bit to them. It means a lot that they have that support. And then on Friday next week, we are going to have a Holloman Air Force Base Bring Your Child to Work Day. So there's opportunities for some of the kids to come to work to see what mom or dad does for a living. And they have no school during that time. So this is a great time for them to come to work with dad or mom.
And it's a good time to instill within them that maybe I should make this my career.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of career opportunities for our young Americans to serve in the Air Force. And some of them are working on some pretty cool equipment. And whether it's fighter jets or they're operating fire trucks, working on computers, working in the dental office or the public affairs office. Like, there's just so many different opportunities for people to serve in their own way.
And if they want to find out more about it, serving...
Well, if you want to find out more about serving the Air Force, just go to airforce.com. And they talk about all the different career opportunities at airforce.com. And I'll tell you, if you bring a child to the air show, have them talk to an airman and ask them what they do. Because I think it would mean the world to an airman to be able to explain to someone what they do in the Air Force.
Yeah. Chief Martin, one more time. Let's recap. June 2nd.
Yeah, June 2nd. Free to the public. You don't need to pay. You just need a driver's license to get on the base, and you can just drive right in. And if you're a kid, you don't need a driver's license, but you can just jump in the back seat with mom or dad or sponsor and come onto the base, and it's going to be awesome.
We're looking forward to that. We'll be out there live and local.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
We'll have a lot of fun. Chief, any final comments this morning?
I'll tell you what, I'm really proud of the connection we have between Holloman Air Force Base and the local community.
Yes.
I think that's never going to end as long as we keep doing things together. And the air show is just another opportunity for us to connect with each other.
Yeah, and we appreciate you coming in once a month and connecting with us, getting the word out to the community.
Yeah, I love it. I look forward to it every month.
All right. Chief Martin, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Bob.
Okay, you bet, buddy.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM, Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU, Ruidoso.